You're listening to SBS News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned the West he'll strike at new targets if the US and allies started supplying Ukraine with longer-range missiles. US President Joe Biden has announced plans to give Ukraine precision rocket systems after receiving assurances from Kyiv that it would not use them to hit targets inside Russia. His warning comes amid reports the Ukraine capital Kyiv has been hit by Russian missiles for the first time in more than a month. Russia claims to have destroyed Western-supplied tanks on the outskirts of the capital. President Putin says there may be more targets attacked if Ukraine receives longer-range missiles from NATO-aligned countries.
If they are going to be supplied, we'll make certain conclusions and use our own means of destruction, which we have enough to strike at those targets, which we have not yet been hitting.
Ukrainian officials confirmed Russian missiles hit railway infrastructure sites, which Russia said were used to house tanks supplied to Ukraine by Eastern European countries. The officials have shown journalists the site of a Russian strike in Kyiv to dispel reports that the targeted building was used to repair and store tanks handed over from Europe. Russian authorities claim the strikes destroyed T-72 tanks supplied by Eastern European countries and other armoured vehicles. But an advisor in President Volodymyr Zelensky's office, Sergei Lyshenko, refuted the Russian claims, saying the facility was a civilian one that produced railway vehicles.
In the beginning, we decided just not to comment it, but when Russian propagandist from Ministry of Defense stated that it was used as a military facility, we decided to open the door for everyone to see it.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has traveled to the Zaporizhia region in the southeast, which is partly under Russian control. In his daily address, he said he had received a battle report, thanked troops, and met with internally displaced Ukrainians in what was only his second public visit outside the Kyiv area since the war began.
I am proud of everybody I met, everyone I shook hands with, everyone with whom I connected and expressed my support. We brought something for the military. I will not elaborate in detail on this, and there's something we brought from them to you. This is important. We brought you confidence.
In the east of the country, Russian and Ukrainian forces fought for control of Severodonetsk, the largest city still in Ukrainian hands in the Lugansk region of the Donbass region. Russian forces have been making slow but steady advances in the region in recent weeks. Russia's army had claimed Saturday that some Ukrainian military units were withdrawing from the area, but local officials say Ukrainian forces were fighting to retake the city. Ukrainian soldiers were also manning their positions in trenches and shelters near Bakhmut in Ukraine's Donetsk region. Under regular fire from Russian troops, Andrei, a Ukrainian soldier on the front line, told Reuters he was prepared to kill to protect Ukraine.
The situation is difficult. We're beating out the enemy that came to our land. We must push them back from our borders so that they will never come again. Whoever doesn't want to go will leave this life forever. What they do to our children and women, how they destroy our cities, they have only one fate, either go back home alive or in plastic bags.
Western powers have imposed increasingly stringent sanctions on Russia, but divisions have emerged on how to act, particularly on whether to engage in dialogue with Russia or not. French President Emmanuel Macron last week said Mr. Putin had committed a fundamental error, but that Russia should not be humiliated to allow for a diplomatic solution. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba reacted on Saturday by saying such calls only humiliate France and any other country taking a similar position. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.